I thought of producing this episode to, one, look back on the lessons learned in my first year as a creator, and two, create a vision for 2022. Now, in the coaching world, having an image of what you would like to work towards, having this vision, is the most important thing. And the coach serves as an accountability buddy, an accountability partner in the coaching-client relationship. And I want to include you in my journey. I want you to be my accountability buddy for the year of 2022. But before we get into that, let's talk about the lessons that I have learned over the last year. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. The first lesson of 2021 is that introspection is a never-ending journey. And this is what I mean by that. I am astonished by how much you get to know more of yourself as you go through a new journey, as you start your entrepreneurial journey, as you get into a new relationship with a new partner, as you get into a new job, as you do something that you've never done before. 2021 has been full of news for me, and every single new experience that I had, may that be from skydiving, may that be with a new partner, may that be with the entrepreneurial journey or starting this podcast, I got to rediscover or discover parts of me that were either lost or never discovered before. And I needed to be okay with that. I needed to embrace the fact that as the journey goes on, I will get to know more of who I am. And Jay Shetty says it best in his book, Think Like a Monk. He says in regards to his dharma, in regards to finding your purpose, there are two lies that we have been told as we grow up. The first one is that you will never be able to accomplish your dreams. And the second one is that you will be able to become whoever you set yourself out to be. The truth is, you are already everything that you can be. When I read that line, in my head, I was like, that's so true. Everything that I need is already within me. And I don't need to pressure myself to understand every single part of who I am. As I read that line, it kind of released pressure, all the pressure that I had on me over my journey. Sometimes you believe that you need to be at a certain state in your life to start a new journey. You need to have acquired that skill in order to start a new journey. But the truth is, you don't. As you go through that journey, you get to know more of who you are and you get to know more of what you can achieve. That is the beauty in introspection. It's never ending because every single time you figure something out of yourself, you get a satisfaction of getting to know more of yourself. So that is the first lesson that I got in 2021. I don't need to be at a certain stage in order to start a new journey. I start a new journey and I get to a certain stage. May that be of who I am, may that be of how and where I want to be in my life. The journey will show me the way. I just need to decide which journey I want to take on. The second lesson of 2021 is drawn from the book Beyond Order by Jordan Peterson. And the lesson is enjoy being a fool. Now, what does that mean to be a fool? And in my definition, a fool is a person that expects to know nothing, but expects to learn everything. And here's what I mean by that. The world is already full of experts and you are far away. You are a long road ahead of being one. At least I am. And I'm super grateful that there are so many people out there that know way more than I do. And the reason why I love this lesson of being a fool is because it takes away the one thing that was hindering me the most over 2021. The one thing that was hindering me the most and probably is hindering you the most in your creative journey, it is the fact of feeling like an imposter. It's the fact of not showing off your skill because you believe that you are not ready yet. You are not yet at that stage, just like in lesson one. Being an imposter is when you know that there are other people that know it better, but and you don't want to show that skill because you feel like they should do it. You are not ready yet. You are not an expert yet. But adopting this mindset of being a fool, expect to know nothing but learn everything. You get to use all those experts that know more than you, for sure, and try and mimic their skill. Try and mimic their behavior. Try and mimic their craft. And as you are mimicking and trying and researching all these different people, all these different skills and all these different crafts, you create your own. This is the most valuable hindsight that I got in my creator journey. Be a fool. Expect to know nothing. Expect to learn everything. And I'm super grateful for the content that we have, the free available content that we have in 2021 and now 2022. Because every single time we consume something, we have a choice. Every single time we watch a video, we have a choice. And you have a choice. You have a choice to either consume it as entertainment purposes. You have a choice to consume a tweet in a certain way. You have a choice to read a newspaper to get informed. Or you have a choice to analyze what you consume and understand how and why things happen, why you get so immersed, why do people keep your attention. Having that choice of being able to analyze or being able to consume is so important in a person that wants to develop their creative journey. So lesson number two is enjoy being a fool. Be okay of being an imposter. And if you embrace it, you are grateful for every single person that knows more than you, for every single person that you are able to ask advice, for every single person that you are able to mimic, and you will feel less fearful of creating. You will feel less fearful of putting out your skill, and you will finally show off the world the things that you want to do. The last lesson of 2021 is don't be afraid to ask. When I started this year, last year, I was not a Formula One fan. I didn't watch the sport at all. But at some point, I got to watch a Netflix documentary called Drive to Survive, and I binge-watched it. No shame on that. I binge-watched the whole Netflix documentary, and I got super excited about like the drivers, the reasons why they are so good. What is their mental preparation? What is it that they need to do? What is their work, their mental work that they have to do, their physical work in order to drive in such extreme circumstances? I mean, those are the 20 fastest, best drivers in the world. So I got really excited about watching the documentary because I wanted to understand like the circumstances and the team and everything that was around Formula One. And as I was watching this series, there was one particular driver that is more recognizable. And his name is Daniel Ricciardo. And I kept on seeing him always with the same guy next to him. And that guy turned out to be Michael Italiano, his performance coach. The person that gets him or helps him get physically and mentally fit. What a great guy for the podcast that would be, I told myself. And in that same evening, as I was watching and binge watching this Netflix documentary, I sent him an email at 3 a.m. in the morning asking him if he would like to join a conversation on the podcast. Now, I didn't expect anything, but I was really hoping to get to meet him. And the next morning, 7 a.m., I got an email. An email where he had agreed to join me for a chat on Muse. Michael Italiano was the first person that had agreed to come on the show that I didn't know nor was from Luxembourg. And to be fair, he's the performance coach of one of the best 20 drivers in the world. So you might imagine how excited I was when I saw that email. But at the same time, this reply of him saying yes and then on also coming on the show was the catalyst for me to ask other people, other experts to join me. That was the catalyst that allowed me to reach out to Dr. Loretta Bruning or Anthony Trucks. And every single time I did that, don't get me wrong, I felt like an imposter. I felt like, why am I doing this? These people know way more than me. But that's the whole purpose of it, to share their knowledge and share their experience with you. The truth is, I am a fool. That was lesson number two. And this lesson is, be courageous enough to ask, because the benefits of asking will always outweigh the benefits from not asking. If you ask, if you send an email, what can happen? You can get a positive response. You can get a negative response. You can get no response at all, or you might have to negotiate some kind of terms. And the truth is, every single kind of response or no response is some sort of feedback that you can use for the next email. You can use for the next person that you would like to invite on the podcast. And translated this into the real world and on where people do not all have a podcast, this also applies to asking for advice. Asking for advice was one of the things that I got to know at the end of the year. I'm the guy that likes to figure out everything by myself, but asking for advice is probably the one thing that gets you to where you want to be the fastest. And this is the final and one of the most valuable lessons of my 2021. Don't be afraid to ask, because if you don't ask, you don't know what you could have learned. Having said that, what does 2022 hold for Muse? And how can you be part of the journey? Now, there's a quote or proverb that says, where there is no vision, people will perish. So here's my vision for Muse in 2022. First and foremost, I want this to be a weekly podcast. I want to create or produce and release one episode every single week. And I've been working hard over the last couple of months to sort of like understand how I would be able to do so. And I believe that I am now at a point where I can say I am able to release one episode every week. Now, the purpose of Muse is still the same, to help you find and become your version of a Muse. And in order to do so, I want to overdeliver. I want to produce much more valuable content. May that be in solo episodes or may that be with the guests. So those are the commitments that I make. I commit to release one episode every single week, and I commit to growth. I commit to growing this channel, growing the experience, growing the audio and visual experience so that you get more out of this. Now, how can you help me on the journey? Well, first and foremost, if I don't release an episode in 1 week, you better roast me. You better call me out and you tell me, hey, Kevin, you haven't released an episode. But on the same time, if you are able to roast me, I would love if you could give me also some feedback. Whatever it is, I just want to have like a two-way dialogue I want to have a dialogue where I get to hear your point of view, and as I hear more of your feedback, I get to improve the show. The purpose of 2022 is to improve this show, and I'm really, really excited for this journey. I'm really excited for the road ahead, and I hope that you stick along for the ride. I hope that you get to see how this is growing, and if you have been on this journey for a while, if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, as we enter 2022, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for your commitment, your time commitment, which is time is the most valuable commodity that you will ever have in your life. So you listening to this podcast is a big, big thing for me. And I appreciate that you use your time, your valuable time to listen to this. And I hope that I can replicate, that I can create and share some valuable content for you. So thank you so much for for your commitment. Thank you so much for helping me grow. And I wish you an amazing year. I wish you a great 2022. But again, we'll hear from each other very soon.